New videos every day.
There's widespread scientific agreement that this is the most immediate threat to life as we know it. Meet the enemy.
How do you manipulate people so that they're willing to engage in war and murder their fellow human beings? How do you convince a society to willingly discriminate and commit violence? How do you convince a population to stand by and do nothing as you systematically murder large groups of people? This is part of public relations technology. Now, I'll be doing another video on public relations and media control, because there's all sorts of different types of public relations. Now, today I'm going to be talking about one specific technology called hate speech. Now, what a lot of people don't understand is that the technology of public relations is there to form public opinion and emphasize emotional control. It's there to seek to control public attitude. It's scary how effective public relations really is. It's how do you make a person feel and think a certain way? Now, you have to ask yourself, how much of what you feel and think is a result of what somebody else wants you to feel and think? So if you saw my previous video about the different types of mind control, you noticed that there were three basic types of mind control. There was conscious, subconscious, and biological. Now, what I'm talking about in this video actually fits in between the conscious and the subconscious. And you can call this type of mind control semi-cognitive, semi-conscious, or emotional mind control. This type of mind control is at the level of information control, and it deals with propaganda and public relations. Now, it doesn't appeal to your reason, it appeals to your emotions. You see, it's semi-cognitive, so the information is brought to you at a conscious level, but it's not designed to educate you or make you more reasonable. It's designed to play off of your subconscious impulses, hate, fear, anger, and other negative emotions. So in essence, the person using this form of mind control is trying to manipulate people's behavior by first manipulating their emotions. Hate speech. It's verbal or written communication, and it's designed to intimidate or degrade a person or a group. And it incites prejudice, it incites discrimination, and it incites violence, which is called hate crimes. Hate speech can be applied to an individual, but it's most commonly applied to a group or a class of people, and it's most commonly applied to ethnic groups, religion, gender, nationality, sexual orientation, or political affiliation. So in most countries, hate speech is protected under freedom of speech. But the intention behind hate speech is to rouse groups of people to discriminate and to commit hate crimes. Now, even though hate speech is protected under freedom of speech, hate crimes are illegal and discrimination is illegal. Psychologist Gordon Allport created a scale to measure the degree of prejudice and discrimination in a society. It's called Allport's Scale of Prejudice and Discrimination. Let's go over this scale. Level 1 is antilocution, and this is just a big fancy word from psychology, and it means hate speech. Level 2 is avoidance, and this is when people start to avoid the targeted group or person. The third is discrimination, the fourth is physical attacks or hate crimes, and the fifth is extermination. So this isn't just a scale. It's also phases, and I'll explain. First, you pump hate speech into society, and it lowers people's opinion of the target. And then people start to avoid the target. And then you would continue to pump hate speech into society, and it further lowers people's opinion of the target until you get discrimination. And then you continue to pump hate speech into society, and it further lowers people's opinion of the target until you get acts of physical violence or hate crime. And then you would continue to pump more hate speech into society, and it further lowers people's opinion of the target until you get genocide. In the old days, hate speech was called rabble-rousing, and it was used to start revolutions. Now, since the intention of hate speech is to rouse anger and hate, it's important to look at the way the information is being presented. Is it being presented in an angry or hostile way? So this technology is called black PR. It's what Hitler used in Nazi Germany, and it's what governments use to justify war. And I'm not talking about only what happened in the past. This black propaganda is used all the time. People behind these hate campaigns aren't usually hateful and angry. They're cold, calculated, and intelligent. And they're usually professional PR companies or their government intelligence agencies. And they're there to piss you off. And if you piss off enough people, they take the ball and they run with it. So when you see a large-scale hate campaign, there is always a mastermind behind it. So ask yourself, when you see these large-scale hate campaigns, who would benefit from the destruction of the target? But basically, what hate speech does is it opens the door for discrimination, war, slavery, and genocide. Meet the enemy. So I want to talk about the difference between hate speech and activism. With hate speech, you're targeting a group. Like in Nazi Germany, you would see the propaganda posters that said, "The Jew, the Jew, the Jew." You're targeting a group. With activism, you target actions. So you see protests against animal abuse, or you see protests to stop a war, or you see protests against torture. Hate is the emotion of destruction. So when someone participates in hate speech, they have an intention to destroy the target. They do not want to fix the target, and they do not want to reform the target. Now, with activism, they seek to ban specific activities, and they seek to demand reform or a redress of wrong. They do not want to destroy the target. Meet the enemy. Hate speech is destruction and negativity almost exclusively. The target is all bad. There is nothing good about the target. Hate speech isn't constructive criticism. It's criticism with the intention to destroy. People that engage in hate speech clamor on and on about their civil right for free speech, while at the same time, their intention is to cause others to violate the civil rights of their target. The first thing that the hate monger hides behind is free speech. The second thing that the hate monger hides behind is, "I'm only joking." But ridicule is a form of hate speech. So let me give you an example. I'm going to exercise my right for free speech, and I'm going to tell you to shut the fuck up. Now, I'm exercising my right for free speech, but I'm violating your right for free speech by telling you to shut up and not letting you talk. So here's your homework. There's hate speech all over YouTube. Now, I want you to think of some examples and leave some comments. Now, don't do any hate speech towards me. So, in future videos, I'm going to be talking about mind control through through the food system. And I'm also going to be talking about mind control by implanting electrodes in the brain. So stay tuned. For more great videos like this one, check out the Psyche Truth channel on YouTube.